Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. This is the Grimm's Hentai Corner. Are you guys ready for some degeneracy? Because we've got Euphoria Part 4. Now, I was going to drop this completely, but, you know, I talked to the staff over at Manga Gamer, and, you know, they did say that they have confirmed all their characters to be 18. All the characters in their products are 18. I actually talked to the staff, one of the guys that pretty much, like one of the big guys in there, actually straight up told me, he said, look, he's like, we're not a lawyer, but we can tell you that all our characters are 18 plus, regardless of what story says. We have that as a, you know, like that's just how it is. That doesn't mean we're going to be playing Rika's Root or anything like that, but hey, some of the characters are drawn maybe a little youth. Like, maybe, so that's one thing I might worry about. Maybe they're a little moe in some ways. But, again, they're not made to represent real, youth. They're anime characters. They're just like you see in, My Hero Academia or Demon Slayer, stuff like that. It's just a completely different little thing. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and continue this because I'm about to hit a bad end. I completely fucked up. I did some research. Yeah, I'm hitting a bad end. We're going to continue with it. And we're not doing the true end. We're not doing the true end. The true end you can get from Namu. So, if you want to get the true end, just go ahead, grab the game, play Namu's route, do everything she says, and you'll get the true end of the game. There's other routes, other paths you can take, but they all lead to other endings. There are 7 endings in the game, and some of them are bad. So, I'm probably headed towards one of the bad ones. Anyway, let's get this started. The voice confirmed our entrance. Reading complete. Providing unlocker with key. Displaying unlocking conditions for all players within the individual room. The lights went out. The lights came back on. There was a box on the ground. I approached it, and then I pressed the box's switch. Yes, we know all this. The box is lit open, and the letters were displayed on the wall. Okay, so I had to follow these instructions by raping the girl before me. A sense of excitement far surpassed my sense of guilt. I guess I was that turned on because I could never let anyone know of that fact. Well, who cared? I could think about it all I liked after the fact. It was time to get started. Well, at least she isn't fucking muffled this time. I could totally see her panties. Okay. I should just stay quiet and look without pointing that out. I never realized I was such a gloomy person. Her panties bulged a bit from beneath her black stockings. I knew that her labia was on the small side. I'd already seen the insides of what those panties and stockings were covering. Under the pretense of unlocking, that was simply rape. This was a rather laid back compared to how intense the first time was. Keyhole feet. Ejaculation count. Once. Note. Foot job. Oh, well, this is going to be fun for the foot people. I'm not a foot person. But if you like feet, you might like this one. I honestly was a little disappointed, but being able to see the inside of her skirt was extremely arousing. The seam of her stockings wedged into her thin slit covered by her plain underwear. The seam of her black stocking emphasized her slit. I couldn't help but look at it. I was at a loss as where to look. I had to invert my gaze to hide my feelings, unbefitting this abnormal situation. Take it out, she says. Her tone was disinterested as always as she sat on the floor. It's like, take it out. Almost like a hooker that's been there a million years. Yeah, go on, take it out. She didn't seem to take notice of my gaze. She really didn't hesitate. Okay. Alright, well, there's her feet and there's his dick. This is gonna be a thing. It's big. Oh, they all say that. I thought she was going to tease me for being painfully erect already without even being stimulated, but she merely expressed her truthful thoughts. I could see the thin soles of her feet against the black stockings. Her soles seemed just as snow, even more lewd to me than her underwear, as she exposed them after taking off her loafers. I relished the immorality of lusting after a part of her that was usually kept hidden, one she wouldn't even consider to be obscene. A gentle slope and shading formed on her soft soles, her toes slightly covered, curled up. The faint shading reminded me of her pussy. Her thin soles clad in black stockings weren't just ordinary soles. They were going to be used as a pussy to stroke my dick. I guess? Feet pussy just sounds weird, though. She seemed neither disturbed nor particularly enthused. Her face was expressionless as she held the back of her feet so close to the back of my dick that they were on the verge of touching it. Your feet don't smell at all. I thought they'd be steamy and have a heavy odor since you were wearing black stockings and loafers. That is true. Feet tend to smell if they've been wearing a lot of black. She says she doesn't sweat much. I see. It's like your thing's pretty hot. And she doesn't mean like hot. She means like it's actual heat. I can feel the heat emanating from it on my soles, even though I'm not touching it. Again, this isn't really a considered rape thing, because it's like, okay, yeah, neither of them, maybe she doesn't want to do it, but she's not necessarily just, oh my god, it's so terrible. No, she's like, this is actually kind of interesting. I don't seem to mind this that much. Well, that's because blood gathers there. I ain't never heard of a guy that said, oh man, or a girl that said, oh, he raped me with my feet. I've never heard that. That sounds like something. That's some shit right there. He took his dick and just started pushing it into my feet, and I'm like, oh my god. I've never seen that. That's what I have not seen. But it's not even like that here. And she says, right, I feel like the heat will transfer over to me once I start to touch it with my feet. I am supposed to use my feet, right? That's right. Have you had this done to you before? Damn, it's like she knows. No, but I know how it works. Goddamn, she's an expert. She's like, just let me know if there's anything you want me to do, I'm gonna begin. This is not her first rodeo with feet. Rub. She pressed her smooth soles right against my scorching hot rod. Even through her stockings, I could tell that her feet were ice cold. Are they cold? A little. I'm usually cold. I'm usually cold, I'm sorry, but I think they'll warm up real quick. Your thing's burning hot. That's true. Anyway, could you begin? What should I do? Just move your feet as you see fit to start. Okay. Just rub. Okay. Maybe she enjoys this? I don't know. She definitely used her toes to stroke my glands. She toyed with a sensitive tip with her long, slender toes wrapped up in her black stockings. The unnatural feeling of her black stockings wrapped around my glands, she stroked and fondled the entirety of it with her long, bony toes. They were almost like fingers. It's so hot, it's twitching, and getting even more red. Does it hurt? Her voice was as cool as her soles and toes. It was no different from her usual tone. No, it doesn't hurt, keep going. She nodded.
I'm
She says, I see. I'll hold it between my toes as I stroke. She skillfully stroked my glands by wrapping her toes around it, her black stocking stretched out with the way she used her toes, like it was some kind of different entity. This is also the very first time I've seen a foot... well, no, it's not, because the second one... what was really funny is I just did Starless, and the scene that we were about to enter into was actually a foot scene. So it looks like you guys are going to get another foot scene next week. So, I mean, I'm not that big into feet. I just play what is in the game. So if you like feet, you're going to have a good time this week, I guess. And the next week, you'll get feet 2 weeks in a row on the Grimlord's Hentai Corner. I can feel the heat between my toes, even through my stockings. Her tone was indifferent, but the way she wriggled her toes around the head was anything but. She carefully stroked my glands with her toes. As she curled her toes, wrinkles formed on her soles, producing a lewd shadow on the arch of her foot. I'm gonna stroke the whole thing now. She pressed her smooth soles against the entirety of my dick. Her soles stimulated my shaft as she uses her toes to pet the head. It's like, it got harder, so it can get even harder. Her souls keenly picked up on my reactions. Oh, I'm sorry. The hardness and angle changes until you coon. So, the hardness and angle changes. I don't have one, obviously, so it's all new to me. Her eyes went slightly wide for a brief moment once she noticed, but her expression soon went back to one of indifference, lacking in either pleasure or disgust. Did she really think nothing of what she was doing? Again, she sounded like it was just another day at the office. Okay, let's do the thing. Here you go. I'm gonna start. Let's get this over with. It's like, it twitched. Is it shaking? Plus, the shaft is, throbbing even more. Are my feet still chilly? Huh? Your feet aren't cold at all anymore. I see, then your thing's heat transferred to my feet. It's so hot. Something came out. Oh, that was her. It's hard to hear over the music, honestly, on this one. She opened her eyes a bit again, and she realized that pre-cum began to drip out from the tip. The slight change in her expression really stood out, since she usually lacked one entirely. It's getting slippery. It's soaking into the black fabric. Your thick stuff seems like it'll even wet my soles. She expressed her thoughts with a disinterested tone. That tone of hers, coupled with her foot job, spurred my urge to ejaculate.
ってきてる。私の足の裏はあなたの分からってた足を食べた。
It's all sticky. The whole thing is getting wet. My soles are all sticky with the juices from your thing. Use your soles to spread the fluids all over my member. Use your feet. Got it. She used her toes to scoop up the pre-cum oozing out from the tip and applied it all over my glands. Then she carefully used her soles to wet the rest of my shaft. It's throbbing between my feet. My dick was as stiff as a board. Despite the collected expression on her face, I felt a sense of perversion I never experienced before. My feet servicing your thing like this almost makes it seem like they've turned into genitals. It feels like they've turned into a pussy. What? I wasn't expecting that. The way she so casually said the word pussy felt like an electric shock of pleasure and surprise. The effect it had on me was more pronounced precisely because I didn't make her say it. Yeah, it really is. Your wet feet stroking my entire dick is just like a foot pussy, which is so weird. Like, foot pussy, yeah, I guess it is. Like, she's like, my feet are like a foot pussy servicing your hard, hot thing. The unfaltering stream of obscene words coming out from her beautiful lips stroked my lust even more, just their feet were doing. I'm gonna come soon. Move your feet quicker, Byaka-san. She says, okay. The smell is getting more prominent. Veins are forming. You seem to be in pain. Because I'm about to coom. You're gonna coom. Hold on. Like, you're gonna come. You're gonna shoot out your semen just like you did in my pussy. Images from the first round begin to flicker inside of my head. As her foot job brought me closer to the edge, her panties covered with the stockings weren't wet at all. I was going to come into this frigid beauty's stockings. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come. I'm going to come all over the backs of your feet and black stockings. Yeah, go ahead. I don't mind. Release your... Oh. Like, yeah, go ahead. I don't mind. Release your lust on my stockings, my soles, my foot pussy. It's so weird. It's like my soles are stroking you so much, I'm happy if it feels good. So come into my foot pussy, spray it with your semen. Like, shoot your semen all over my soles, my feet, and my stockings. Well, it's so hot. Oh, hold on. She says it's so hot, so much semen all over my feet and stockings. My semen bursts out from the tip of my dick, aimed squarely at her feet, still stroking my dick. Like, wow, you had so much stored inside. It's hot. It's sticking to my foot pussy, my soles and toes. Her toes continue to skillfully stroke my ejaculating dick, wringing out all the semen in my shaft. Said, let out everything you have inside. Let it all out, all over my feet. It keeps coming out so thick and warm and sticky. It smells so much. It's like I was under a shower of semen. The odor is so pungent. It's like I have some semen stuffed in my nostrils. I finally stop ejaculating after so much burst out. She squeezed out every last drop of semen from inside me with her feet. You came so much. Your semen is all over my feet, my calves, my knees. It's so sticky. It's soaking through my stock. Hold on. It's soaking through my stockings. It smells so much, but I kind of like it for some reason. Look, there's semen all over my calves. My foot pussy is all sticky with your semen. It's even between my toes. She removed her feet from my dick and showed me her soles. Her black stockings were absolutely soaked with my thick, sticky semen. I'm sure once I take my stockings off, the semen will have permeated my feet and I won't be able to get the scent out from them. She didn't make a display of that, she merely just said that in her ever unconcerned manner. Globs of semen slowly dripped down from her toes as she spoke. Her unconcerned tone was oddly erotic. I was at a loss. Please return the key to the box. Collection of key confirmed. Moving to next phase. Judgment of conditions for unlocking phase. Judging conditions for unlocking. Judgment complete. Verdict clear. Cleared. Releasing the door's lock at the present location. The lamp above the door changed to green. One of the front buried doors will open after returning to the main room and upon unlocker and keyhole standing in their given positions. Unlocker and keyhole, please leave at your discretion. I would like to head back to the main room after I shower. I would head back to the main room after I shower, which we know. Okay, that was 4 of 5. So there's only one more keyhole left. Let's go ahead and get it started. We stood before the barrier doors. Confirmation of unlocker and keyholes unlocking. The door opened. That was the 4th door, meaning there was one more remaining. Just one door left. Turn 4 complete. Interval will now begin. The time of the interval will be displayed on the monitor. The next turn will begin when the interval is complete. The red digital numbers displayed on the monitors in the center. The interval was 10 minutes long. They're actually cutting them on this last one. Kanai gave a concerned look from a distance. I closed my eyes, pretending not to notice. Euphoria. Bonus game. Bonus game was displayed on all the monitors at once. Beginning explanation of bonus game. Well, we know this. The bonus game is player restricted. The rules were different from before. Well, no, they were no different. The bonus game be held for 4 players. Meet the qualifications and wish to partake in it. Use of the VIP room will be granted as a reward for clearing the bonus game. Announcing eligible bonus game participants. None are eligible. Again, none are eligible. Nope, we can't go into the VIP room, Rika. Makima quietly muttered those words. The dormitory would now open. One of the doors opened. It was the door to the same room as yesterday. We all went in together. So they're going to give us another night. Cots were lined up along with dry nutritional biscuits. Ugh. We ate the biscuits without saying much. An oppressive atmosphere hung in the air, making our already plain meal taste even worse. Once I finished eating, I quickly went to lay down. I needed to get to bed early. I hope tomorrow came soon. Euphoria. Morning arrived. I headed for the main room after mechanically eating the biscuit that Sensei distributed. I went to the main room. The voice began its announcement the moment the countdown reached 0. Turn 5, phase, stand by. Played out words. Played out actions. This is the end. Turn 5. My choice was already set. Please assign a keyhole. Now choose your final partner. Let me see what happens if I try to choose Nemu for the last one. Maybe it'll try to throw me into the tree. It'll probably kill me. She'll probably kill me or do some weird shit. Let's go. Again, if you guys want to play this, get the true end. Gotta stick with her the whole time. She's the true end. Rika actually has, like, a story, I've been told. No. I've been told that Rika's story is completely... It doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the game. It's not even really necessary for the main story. So if you pick Rika, again, I would not pick her, but her story's not even important. That's what people have been telling me. Natsuki has an important story, Rene has an important story, and Nemu is tied directly to Kanai. Nemu, and I'm ready to fucking die because I think she's gonna kill me or some shit. Key all assignment, Nemu Monica. She's gonna kill me. Yeah, unlocker and key hole. Please move from the main room to the designated room. The door will now open, releasing lock. If we've already seen it, you know, I'm gonna just say it. We move to the individual room. The voice confirmed our entrance. Reading complete. Providing unlocker with key. Displaying unlocking conditions for all players within the individual room. The lights went out. The lights went back on. There was a box on the ground. I approached it and pressed the box's open-close switch. Thunk, the box is lit open, red letters were displayed on the wall. Choosing a keyhole was the equivalent of stripping someone of their personality and individuality. A hole was a hole, no matter who that was. Let's begin. It didn't matter if they cried or screamed, I was going to use this key to pry open the keyhole. I restrained Nemu's body on the iron plate. She looked like a frog about to be dissected. Then I lifted her skirt and shirt up, revealing her white skin and panties. She says, you look so silly with those two dusters in your hands. She kept her composure despite being completely restrained and having her panties exposed under the bright white light. She tried provoking me with her aggressive smile and words. You know what the unlocking conditions are, right? Wow, it's a tickle thing. Tickling, I think, is just underappreciated. It's actually a really good intimate exercise between two people. I am 100%, I've always been 100% in favor of tickling between a couple. People just don't realize how stress relieving it can be. There's actually some guy, I think he's on a daytime talk show or something, or he would have a girl and they would just tickle him and they would talk about how much stress and everything would be relieved from just the act of tickling somebody. So tickling can be really useful in any kind of, you know, like a lot of guys wouldn't think, oh man, tickle, I ain't gonna tickle, I'm not 4 years old, I'm not, but no, seriously, there's like a lot of studies and shit that show that tickling a partner can actually be really fucking good. One thing I used to have let's not talk too much about it, but this person used to tickle me all the time, and I did like that because it was a woman, of course, but I liked that. I thought it was actually, and it was good. Some people aren't ticklish though, but if you are, it can be really helpful. And also, there's another thing I discovered about tickling. If your heart's beating really fast, and you're having, like, you know, panic, anxiety, something like that, tickling actually helps. Like, if you go grab part of your back or something where you're ticklish, it can actually slow your heartbeat down a little bit. It can actually stop your panic. I don't know why or how, but it has worked for me. And it's a thing that I've used for several years now, like, where my heart will not stop beating real fast. Like, no, fuck this. I'm really going through an anxiety issue. I'll just do the tickling thing. And soon enough, it goes away, and usually it's when I'm trying to sleep, and I'll be able to go right to sleep. So tickling is something that I really recommend. I don't think people infantilize it a little bit, and I don't think it should be. I think it's really useful for any kind of intimacy between two people. Of course you're gonna tickle me. Seems simple enough. You really think it'll be that simple? Why wouldn't it be? The unlocking conditions were for me to tickle her for 10 minutes straight. Man, she'll piss herself and everything else. That's the only thing that happens if you tickle somebody too much. They may pee themselves. The note was to be rough. That meant I couldn't hold back. I messed around with the fluffy feather dusters as I mumbled. I guess it's not like I've done this before. I'm looking forward to seeing your reactions. She really didn't seem to understand what I was getting at. I had only seen this sort of thing done in videos before. This is my first time ever actually doing something like this, which made me really excited to see how she'd react. I'm gonna begin. Well, it's a little duster. You can use his hands, you know. I begin by lightly teasing her cheeks with the duster. She began to giggle a bit, but she hadn't lost her composure. You need to take the duster and tickle the hell out of her feet. She'll go mad.
子にすり寄られているか。なんだか優しく愛撫されているみたいね。
He he ha ha. Well, that was a little weird there. Shouldn't have done that. I feel like a cat's rubbing against me. It's like you're lovingly petting me. Hearing you say that makes me want to puke.
こんな美少女に愛撫で喜んでもらえるのに嬉しくないなんて。さすがは変態思考の男ね。
You're not happy about being able to lovingly pet a beauty like me? I guess you really are just a perverted sadist after all. You're right, I specialize in torture and torment. Real edgy, brah. Not that I dislike using pleasure as a weapon.
まだ若いのに、行き着くところまで行ってる趣味よね。それじゃ、この先の楽しみがないんじゃないの？
It's like you're an expert at that, despite being so young, but at the same time, it means you have nothing to look forward to. Nah, it's sad that people around our age are more drawn to extreme things. Oh, it's said that people around our age are more drawn to extreme things. I wonder if that's true. Yeah, where'd you hear that? Beats me. Well, he don't even know.I try to surprise her by tickling her ear with the duster. Can we move to ticklish regions? Blow. I blew into her ear, causing her neck to slightly jolt. She let off a heated breath after that. That must have meant that her ears are very sensitive. I continued tickling her nicely shaped ear with the duster. Her breathing soon became more rapid.But I observed her carefully. I wouldn't make the same mistake as last time. She manipulated people like some sort of devil. You keep focusing on my ear. Do you really like my ear pussy that much? We got feet pussy, ear pussy, elbow pussy. No, it ain't been elbow pussy yet. Knee pussy. Not sure. Nose pussy. I ain't not seen that. Belly button pussy. I mean, I don't know. We'll see how far it can go. Armpit pussy. Not sure yet. I mean, I have so many other places left to tease still. I reached out for a bra.
ブラ外すのうまいのね。あなたの目の前でおっぱいがプロって出ちゃったわ。
Oh lord, here she goes. You're pretty good at taking off bras, huh? My tits just bounce right out of it, right before your eyes. That sounded like a man. Sounded like a man in a circus. Come on, come on! Yeah, your breasts seem like a particularly susceptible target. And they probably would be very, they'd be a very erogenous zone there when we're talking about tickling here. Might actually get her off. Yep. Brushing my tits with that duster, it's like... Oh. Like brushing my tits with that duster, it's like you really are a kid teasing me. Her beautiful breasts were milky white and her nipples were already half erect. I didn't know whether they were half erect simply because they were exposed or because of my tickling. The temperature in the white room was just right, neither hot nor cold. Tickling is effective on erogenous zones. Yeah, that's what I talked about.Naomi must have been feeling a simultaneous mixture of itchiness and pleasure throughout her body. I gently stroked her well-shaped breast with a duster using circular motions. I did this very slowly, drawing circles around the base of her breast and itching closer towards the areola at its peak. Her breasts were covered with thin, sensitive skin, and I stroked that skin with a duster ever so softly. I teased her areola in particular, circling round and round, and then I finally arrived at her nipple. I rolled the duster from left to right around the tip of her nipple to tickle it, and before long, her nipples had become fully erect. Your nipples are erect. They must really be sensitive if they're already fully erect after just that. I don't think so. It's still not even that ticklish. You liar. Red pill! Women are known to be liars after all. Even the kindest of women still use her words to deceive men. So you better be careful. Wow. Did not expect to hear that from her, folks. I'm shocked. I will. I've learned my lesson from you already. Another red pill! I didn't give in to her provocations. I instead tried to stir her unease more as I calmly replied. Her eyebrows began to twitch. I stopped tickling her with the dusters and instead brought another item that was in the box towards her nipples. What are those? I attached two metal clips of sorts to erect heated nipples and then screwed the clips tight. There was a string connected to the screws. What is this, huh? Are you trying to make me orgasm just from tickling me? These are pinch cocks. They're very useful tools for torturing nipples. A Hoffman pinch cock, which I've never heard of, has two metal parts supported by slender fulcrums at both ends. Between those two metal parts is a third movable metal part that can be twisted with a screw. You're more knowledgeable about this stuff than I expected. I might have always kept my destructive urges hidden, but that didn't mean I could contain my curiosity for such things. I never thought that knowledge concerning such torture devices and acts I acquired from books and the internet would prove to be useful in this way. I lightly shook the string connected to the pinch cock. I'm gonna torment your nipples using this the moment you begin to laugh. Oh my, I'm so happy. Then I better hold back, I suppose. Although knowing you, I bet you'd love to see me try to endure. Neither her words nor gaze bothered me. I do. So hold out for as long as you can. You seem serious. It's fun to watch you have your way with me, to tickle me like this. Really. I began to move the duster along her armpit. I could tell that just by creeping the duster around that part made her want to scratch it. Hold on. I could tell that just by creeping the duster around that part made her want to scratch it. It was certainly driving her to the edge. Her abdomen was trembling, and although she was wearing that composed look on her face, she was beginning to sweat. Her pink nipples had visibly stiffened up, congested with blood. I tickled her with the duster's feathers by lightly touching her. She seemed to be just as susceptible to tickling as anyone else would be, and that held true for the parts of her that were weak to that as well. Her armpits, sides, and soles. Oh, they got her feet. Her expression had begun to change. Her brow furrowed from the insufferable ticklish sensation creeping along her pure skin, and her lips were closed tight. You're not looking too good. This is nothing. Yeah, I guess not. You wouldn't give in just from this. That's right. This isn't enough at all. I knew she was bluffing. Her face was bright red as she tried to contain her laughter. She twisted her hips about, attempting to escape from my tickles, but it was in vain. I knew not to let my pride swell too much. She was not to be taken lightly. I had to completely and utterly corner her. I moved the duster across her skin so gently that it was like I wasn't even touching her. I was aiming for a cute navel. That navel of hers was unbefitting her otherwise elegant features. I moved the duster towards her navel. Her face grew more red as she began to groan. Whoa, look at her face. She can't handle it much longer. Her stifled laughter was accumulating inside of her the more she tried to hold it back. You have a beautiful navel. I can even see the bottom of it. Your entire stomach is spasming, but I can tell this is nothing for you. This is mere child's play, right? Yep, I wouldn't laugh from this. Uh-oh. It's like my belly button, you're tickling it. That's not a belly button now, is it? What? You can't figure out what I mean? That's surprising coming from you since you're always provoking me and making me all agitated. This is your navel pussy, right? I said it. I called it. I called belly button pussy. My navel pussy. You're tickling it. Her body writhes about from my unrelenting tickle torture with a duster. Soon enough, a damp spot began to form on her exposed panties. The scent of her sweat had begun to take on a sweet and sour feminine odor to it. It was obvious that she was beginning to get off from having her sensitive erogenous zone stimulated despite enduring the agonizing ticklishness. I teased her by moving the duster around in circular motions. Doing this caused her abdomen to quiver. She attempted to twist her sides about, but failed. I spent a long time trying to irritate and tease that navel of hers on her smooth white stomach. The ticklish sensation from having her shallow belly button so persistently stroked spread throughout her body. Given she had likely not touched her navel much herself, it was very sensitive. Her abdominal muscles pulsated like electricity was running through them. Beads of sweat appeared all over her body and began to drip down her white skin. The damp spot on her panties began to spread. The scent of her juices began to drip up from her crotch. The muscles in her white inner thighs rose to the surface of her skin, and her toes began to curl in her knee socks. Next up, I would focus on her feet. Uh-oh, there's the feet. There we go. That's it right there. It's over with after she gets the feet. Having the most sensitive parts of her upper half tickled and simultaneously pleasured caused her sexy legs to become even more sensitive. It made me wonder, though, was she writhing in the pleasure or was she agonizing from the ticklish sensation? There was no reason to ask her which it was. She had tightly closed her eyes and gritted her teeth. The composure she showed before was nowhere to be found. Lengthy tickling sessions can be equivalent to torture. All it takes is to have someone tickle your souls for a few minutes to realize this. But my tickling of Namu had not reached the torture threshold, not yet. I had to tickle her to the point where she would have difficulty breathing. She really did seem to be suffering. If she was just putting on an act, this would be an award-worthy performance. I knew I had to keep my guard up until the very end, though. Why not just start laughing already? Her obstinance wasn't irritating me or anything. I just wanted to hear a response that she continued to endure. Like, not yet. I see. I guess you're really going to try to last as long as you can. I moved the duster down from her inner thighs, and then I stimulated her kneecap before moving to her calf. Her lower half began to tremble just from me lightly touching her calf with the duster. It wasn't like I had touched an erogenous zone or anything, yet she still reacted that way. Just thinking about how sensitive the rest of her would be made me shudder. My gaze was bolted to her soles, covered with those thin black socks. It was time. Time to begin tickling them. There it is. He's on the feet. It's over with. She's not gonna make it. No way she's gonna make it. After spending some time running the duster along her legs, I finally reached her soul and began to tremble the moment I made contact with it. My foot! Foot! I bet! The maddening ticklish sensation she felt from her soul made her entire body convulse. She groaned, her lips trembling. It was obvious that she was nearing her limit. Yet she continued to endure. I was honestly impressed by that, but also unbelievably aroused as well. Good, keep on enduring. The more you try to hold back, the more destructive that laugh will be once you finally break down. I crept the duster along her soul. Her body quivered from that tickle torture, and beads of sweat scattered about as she did so. Your stomach's trembling, and your nipples are all red and swollen. Aren't you ready to give in? Like hell, I'm not done yet. This is actually more funny than anything else. It's like, come on now, let's see. Alright, then I guess I don't need to hold back. Her face stiffened up from the moment I took out the other feather duster. I could see the reflection of my twisted smile in her big eyes. She's like, not like you were to begin with. What are you? Hold on, wait! I wasn't going to wait. I was going to bring this to an end after she had held back and stifled that laughter for so long. Now laugh to death. Let your laughter drive you insane and come while you do it. Oh my god, it almost sounds like the Joker if it was a porn film. Oh no, here it goes. She faintly gave in. She started to laugh. All that laughter she had held back had spread throughout her body and exploded from her mouth all at once. There you go. Perfect. This is wonderful. You look like you're in such agony, Nemu. I wasn't going to stop yet, though. Of course I wasn't. I was going to continue to torment her. My tickle torture wasn't over yet. I let go of the one duster and pulled on the pinch cock stirring. Her nipples were forcefully pulled up as a result, tugging her nicely shaped breasts along with it. You say, my nipples, you're stretching out my nipples, you're gonna pull them off, gonna pull them! And then she's laughing. More, I needed to keep going. I would drive her to the brink of insanity so that she would never have the composure to put on an act again. It hurts and it tickles all at once. Ah, it hurts and it tickles. She just lives in her mind. Her breast changed shape in a comical manner as I relentlessly pulled on the string that was attached to the pinchcock grabbing her nipples. Explosive laughter from me tickling her soles mixed inside of her with the pain of having her nipples pulled so tightly. Pleasure, pain, and laughter all became one inside of her. She got pretty much like a Hellraiser torture. Pleasure and pain at the same fucking time. I stopped teasing her nipples and instead began focused on tickling her soles again. The tickle torture caused Numa to laugh in agony as drool, snot, and tears ran down her respective orifices. It's like, my stomach hurts. It hurts from laughing too much. She couldn't escape, of course, so I drove her to the point of practically hyperventilating. She had no choice but to accept my tickle torture as her face contorted in agony while she howled with laughter. That beautiful, prim face of hers was a complete mess. She had lost control of herself as she continued to laugh and laugh with her mouth as wide as it could go, saliva dripping from her lips. It's like, stomach, it's twisting my diaphragm. It's like, that's enough. Jeez, I laughed, okay? I'm not done yet. I couldn't help but laugh at her for being so naive. Why not? Yeah. She could barely speak because of how much she was laughing. I answered her question, though. You shouldn't expect me to just let you go because you laugh. I'm gonna make you come while you laugh next. No, I can't. I'm gonna die. I'll die from laughing. Good, then do it. Laughing yourself to death would be a fitting demise for someone like you. It'd be even more embarrassing than dying in the middle of sex. So laugh. Laugh so hard that you die. It hurts. It hurts. The endless tickle torture took a turn for the worse as I focused entirely on her souls. Her body twisted about, causing the restraints to creak as she roared with laughter. I'm gonna die. Ah, my souls are spasming. Her beautiful souls visibly twitched as her saliva and tears flew about. The damp spot on her panties continued to grow larger as she howled with painful laughter. It hurts? You're gonna die? Then what's with this wet spot? You're getting off to this. Now come from me tickling you. Seeing her foolishly react like that as I continued my tickle assault upon her defenseless souls made me laugh. I was gonna finish this once and for all. I was gonna make her come by relentlessly tickling her souls. I can't breathe. Gonna die, I'm gonna die. It tickles, I'm gonna come from my souls. I'm gonna die from laughter. It's too much. I'm gonna coom from you tickling my souls. Cooming! A flood of juices poured out from her pussy as she let off an orgasmic howl. She really came from me tickling her, all with snot, tears, and saliva dripping down from her face. She came, I made her come. She came while obscenely laughing. A geyser of juices came out from her pussy too. It's like, cooming from my souls, I'm cooming, but you're still tickling. Her legs leapt up as she continued to laugh like a banshee. Her nipples were painfully erect and her face was a distorted mess as she had difficulty breathing. I didn't stop tickling her, though. If she's gonna die, so be it. Laugh to death for me. Go crazy for me. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm going insane. Her body finally went limp after it arched back like a bow, her butt falling back on the table while she was restrained. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head and her breathing was labored. She continued to twitch like she was having a fit of some sort. All the while, she couldn't stop laughing like some sort of broken toy. Gonna die. Gonna die from laughter. Her abdominal muscles and inner thighs continued to tremble. She had completely lost control of herself. I knew she wasn't deceiving me this time. I knew I'd thoroughly broken her. It feels like you even tickled my brain. Please return the key to the box. I put the key back in the box. Okay, collection of key confirmed. Moving to next phase. Judgment of conditions for unlocking phase. Judging conditions for unlocking. Judgment complete. Verdict clear. Cleared. Releasing the door's lock at the present location. The lamp above the door changed to green. One of the front barrier doors will open upon returning to the main room and upon a locker and keyhole standing in their given positions. On locker and keyhole, please leave at your discretion. I would head back to the main room after I showered. I left the room. Then I stood in my designated spot. Everyone else gathered. So this is the last door, hmm? I'm so tired. Rika wants to take a bath when we get out of here. Thank God. Now we can finally get out of here. Oh, okay. I hope Miyako-chan is okay. Me too. I could feel the others' relief and sorrow from behind me. It was all over. Now open up. Everything would end once this fifth door opened. Confirmation of a locker and keyholes unlocking. The door will now open. The door quickly opened. It opened. The fifth door opened. It was all over. Now we'll finally be released. She's right, we'd be released from this pallid prison. The game's finished. That's right, the game's over. It's finished. Finally, we can get out of... Huh? What is this? Why? 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 What went wrong? What did I do wrong? Why? Why is there a door here just like the others? Why is the door closed? Term 5 complete. Interval will now begin. The time of the interval will be displayed on the monitor. Everyone in the room fell silent, only the sound of the countdown could be heard. Large red digital numbers were displayed on the monitors in the center. The interval was for 3 hours. Why? What for? Those words absolutely minded escaped from my lips. Why was there another interval? No way. What's going on? We're being told to wait another 3 hours. Why? Aren't we done? Can't we get out of here now? Not yet, unfortunately. It looks like we have to wait a few hours before we can get a breath of fresh air. Not sure why, though. Makiba, Kanai, and Sensei dejectedly hung their heads. They were overjoyed with the thought of us finally being able to get out of here, only be let down. I couldn't get a read on Byakka-san. She seemed neither disappointed nor happy. That's how she always is. Naimi was enjoying herself like always. Rika wants to get out of here. Don't cry, Rika-chan. Makiba clung to Kanai as she cried. Kanai gently pet her head, though she looked deeply tired doing so. Of course she was tired. It was like the goal. We had the goalposts move. It was like we had the goalposts mere inches away from us, and then it was suddenly moved miles away. A sense of despondency and enthusiasm weighed upon me. Makiba and Kanai went to the dormitory. Naimu and Sensei were talking to one another. Byakka-san wasn't here. Maybe in the dormitory? I decided to go to the dormitory. I just lay down by the wall near the door and closed my eyes.
Euphoria.
Who is that? Wait? What? Wake up? I'm so glad you woke up. Kanai, what's wrong? I sat up off the floor. Listen, Kei-chan. Monika-san is missing. Naimu is? I got up. She isn't the only one missing. Makiba is gone as well. Makiba too? I looked everywhere I could, but I didn't find them. Kanai, Sensei, and Byakka-san were in front of me. Naimu and Makiba were gone. Did they go ahead? It's possible. Take a look. I turned to where Byakka-san pointed. The barrier door's lamp was green. Kanai tugged at my sleeve. She rarely did that. It meant she was uneasy. Let's go. Outside? Yeah. Yeah, we have no other choice. I'll stay behind. Stay behind here? She nodded. I was planning on saying so when we could move. I'll stay here. Not forever, of course. I just want to stay here for a little longer. Byakka-san, don't say that. Let's all go out together. Byakka-san shook her head from side to side. Her unwavering will was evident upon her face. All right. I'll stay here too. Okari-san, Takato-kun, or Takato-kun, would you go to go ahead? I think the others already did. I want you to meet up with them if you can. Understood. Let's go, Kanai. Okay. Alright, see you two later, Byakka-san, Sensei.
Later, I'll meet you. But don't wait for me.
We'll meet up with you guys after. Don't wait too long. It says, we'll meet up with you guys after. Don't wait too long, though. Feel free to go ahead if we're late. Then call the cops. Understood. Sensei, Byakuya-san. Don't look like that, Hikari-san. Find Manaka-san and Makiba-san. I know I can rely on you two. Right. Let's go, Kanai. Kanai nodded as I gently nudged her back, then we moved towards the barrier door. The door opened. Another white room was before me. We crossed through it. The door to the next room opened as well. And the next. And the one after that. Just how long would this go on for? I don't know. All we could do is push forward. I mean, the place can't be that goddamn big. Let's keep going. Yeah. I gripped Kanai's hand and stood before the next door. I'm just gonna run through him at this point. The door opened. I could tell that Kanai gasped. Total darkness was behind the door. It was like it was completely blacked out with ink. Come on. I tightly grasped Kanai's hand, and she did the same. We both moved forward at the same time, one step after the other. The darkness swallowed us whole with every step, first our feet, then our entire bodies. It was pitch black. Having moved from the blindingly light room to a pitch black one made it hard to see at first, but my eyes began to adjust. It seemed to be a concrete tunnel. It was different from the other rooms, but just where was that light coming from? I squinted my eyes and was just barely able to make out an emergency light in the back of the tunnel. Using the light as a guide, we stepped forward again. The concrete tunnel was at an incline. We cautiously pushed forward. This door. Kanai and I stood before a massive door. I was at a loss for words. The door was imposing in its size, like a bomb shelter or some sort of vault. Even the valve to open and close it was huge. I felt airflow. I stared at the door. There was a gap. The large door was already open. Air flowed through a gap large enough for one person to fit through. Outside, Kanai, let's go. Right, we slipped through the gap, moving to the other side of the big door. After going through the door, we arrived in a scrappy-looking underground tunnel. It looks like it was just dug out, not really designed to be used as a real tunnel. Kei-chan, at the top of that hill. Yeah, I can see it. A small light at the top of the gently inclined hill gave us hope. Kanai and I grasped each other's hands. There was no doubt about it. That light was from the surface. We were going to make it out of here. Let's go, Kanai. Yeah. I lost myself as I ran after that. However, I didn't advance very far. I could only move at a sluggish pace. I was just thinking that I was running, and to be honest, it would be better said I was simply staggering about. Still, though, I didn't stop. We were going to get out of here. We were going to make it to the surface. I cursed at my legs, but still continued forward. We could make it to the surface, just a little more. I continued to climb up with trembling legs. I gripped Kanai's hand behind me as I continued to climb, facing towards the outside. Just a bit more and we'd make it. I could see the exit. Was it nighttime? I'm sure we'd be able to see the stars if the sky was clear, though. Just a bit more. A forest. I saw the silhouettes of trees, and I could hear the rustling branches. We were in the middle of a mountain. We finally made it out. I took a deep breath. Fresh air filled my lungs. We were outside, truly outside. We did it, Kanai. We're outside. We're saved. The two of us were so happy we hugged each other, sharing the joy of having returned alive. Kanai and I were alive and safe. I was so happy. We looked around after basking in that joy for a bit. Monika-san and Rika-chan aren't here. They might have gone down the mountain already. We have to search for them. Right. The forest was dark, but we could still walk. Moonlight shined down on us, perhaps as a result of there being miscellaneous types of trees. I was worried about where Makiba was, but I was also worried about Sensei and Byakuya-san, considering they stayed behind. I wanted to descend this mountain and call for help as soon as possible. Should we get going? Sure. We both decided we should leave a landmark of some sort. I tore Kanai's handkerchief and my own, creating a ribbon-shaped piece of fabric. We cautiously proceeded down the sloped forest surface. We shouted for Nemu and Makiba while leaving ribbons around the trees at times. What's wrong? I can see a building in the mountain. A building? I started to catch glimpses of the long concrete building silhouette between the trees. Someone might be there. Let's go. Okay. We descended the inclined surface of the mountain and reached the back of the building. I could feel the well-trodden soil at my feet. I looked up at the towering building before me. I recognized it. It was a school building. There was no doubt about it. This was our campus. We ran towards the school building. There must have been a night shift security guard or teacher there, and even if they weren't, all we had to do was go to the staff room and make a phone call. Just how many days had passed since we were locked up in that room? 2? 3? A number of students suddenly going missing should have caused something of an uproar. I actually forgot what our campus security was like, but it didn't really matter. Even if it was all handled by machines, the sensors should go off the moment I went into the school building. We began to run around the building, heading for the entrance. All that was left was to contact the teacher or the police and find Makiba and the others. Then this would all be over. We'd finally be free. Free! I grasped Kanai's hand as I said, Kanai, it's over. We're safe now. We were safe. We made it back to our campus. I was sure Nemu and Makiba were back too. Once they recognized the school building, they surely knew where they were. Maybe they went back to the dormitory. People had to be in the dorm. Teachers, boarding students, classmates, friends. They were saved. Saved. It was fine now. Sensei and Byakusan would be saved too. Thank God, I was so happy. I decided not to go to the school building's entrance, instead opting to head for the dorm via the back way. We ran through the back for the dorm. I was tired, but my gait was light. I looked up at the night sky. Stars, so pretty. There were a lot of problems still at hand, but everything would work out since we were still alive. Anything would work out if you're alive. The stars lined the vast sky, and the warmth from Kanai's hand encouraged me. Something would be done about my relationship with Nemo and what I did in that facility. I'd make sure it was. Let's go. What should I do once I get back to the dorm? First call for help, then, yeah, I wanted a warm drink. And that's it! Just one of the endings. That's not the true ending, but that's one of the endings. At least they made it out. Like, oh, what happened to Makiba and I don't know. And they're still wearing their little collars. I guess they take them off. I mean, I don't know how to remove the damn things. They'd probably find a tool or something to remove them later. Just cut them off, or I don't know. Somebody in a wood shop cuts it off, something. Boom. It's evil music. Dun. Yeah, this is definitely not the true ending, because it's not happy. Da 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 music. I don't even know if they're going to do that with this. This is definitely not the true end, though. It's a good, decent end, but it's not the true end. So, we did finish the game. Horrorbox 2014.
Euphoria.
So, there we go! What was the bonus, anyway? Staff comments? Hi, thanks for buying Euphoria. I'm Sapana Ryuji. I wonder which one of those is my real name. This game's pretty hardcore, but I'm assuming you enjoyed it? I'm up for almost anything, be that rape, gore, or poop, so I had a lot of fun developing this game. I had a lot of fun developing this one. So please enjoy Euphoria to its fullest. It's a game for sadists, but also a bit heart-wrenching, too. Okay. Seven of 61 scenes. See, we only had three of Nemu scenes. Yeah, that one. There's another one. We don't know what that is. We didn't get to it. Natsuki, we had one there. Nothing. Just two on her. Nothing. I mean, I guess she's available later. So she must be the true end. CG Gallery. Wow. 137 of 1,551 scenes. Wow. There's four pages, though. And they're talking about, like, per scene. So there's really not that many CGs. They're just different variations. There's only four pages of CGs. Okay, well. So there you go, guys. It's not the true end, but they got out of it, you know. It's a forest and the school. It's really weird how close that was to the school. It brings up a lot of questions. I think Nemu is kind of at the heart of a lot of it. We'll find out later. Or you will when you play the game again. So hey, why don't you guys support ClockUp and Manga Gamer and pick the game up when it's on sale? Because right now it's pretty high. Like, if you really, really, really got to know what's going on next, grab the game. But if you don't, you know, you can wait. You can pick it up on sale. They'll have it on sale sometime. They always have it on sale. All right, so that'll be the Grimlord Sentai Corner, and we'll be playing, what do you guys want? You guys want me to play Maggot Bates? A little longer, a little more story-oriented, as you guys notice. There's, like, a lot more story, action, fighting. There's whole things I can do in that game where it's not even going to be sex. It's going to be, like, a full-on badass story. And, or we could do something like Closed Game. We could do Closed Game, which has a story as well. That is a Seishoujo one. Or we could do something fun like Big Dick at the Beach, Invisible Cock, You Never Saw It Coming. A bunch of different games that I've bought. We can go into Katagra and go into maybe some more, like, story-based, like, not so much hentai. But there's definitely a story there. It's kind of a mindfuck thing. We could play that. There's a lot of things we could play. Just let me know what you guys want me to play now, and I'll play it. At any rate, this will be the Grimlord, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I am out.